الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. وقال تبارك وتعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال: أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي فقال: يا غلام، كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل، وعد نفسك من أهل القبور. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: كفى بالموت واعظا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه، ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي. أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
آگاہ اپنی موت سے کوئی بشر نہیں، سامان سو برس کا ہے پل کی خبر نہیں. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. حضرت شقیق بلخی رحمہ اللہ says that in four things people conform with me in their words, but their actions speak otherwise. They say that we are the slaves of Allah, but they do the actions of free people. They say that our sustenance is in the hands of Allah, but they are not happy until they have some sort of worldly gain in their hands. The youngster will tell you, "Mana, I can't get married until I got my Porsche. If I don't have my Porsche, I won't get married." So we say sustenance is in the hands of Allah, but we make sure that I have something of this world in my hands. To such an extent that we have reached that stage We are willing to trade our deen for kufr and to pay for it and to pay exorbitant amount for it. Why? Because I just need some degree, some piece of paper. They say that the akhirat is better than this world, yet they are hoarding this world and they are looking to hoard this world. I need this car, I need this type of house, to such an extent that we have become so superficial that we regard a bathroom a thing of status. how my bathroom looks. My bathroom must look like this, and it must look like that. They say that we are going to die, but they do actions as if death is never to come. Abu Hamid rahimahullah says that this person that remembers death, then he is blessed with three blessings. He repents very, very quickly. He is contented with whatever wealth he has. And he has now eagerness to do ibadat, because he needs to prepare for his death. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, I was a young boy. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam caught me by my shoulders. And he said, Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib. Oh my boy, live in this world as if you are a stranger. Oh abiru sabil, a stranger when he goes into a place, we know a stranger, he has no food. He has no house. He is a strange to this place. And before me I have two Arabic poems. One is a nasheed that we all hear. Our ulama, our mashayikh explained to us that one of the ways of getting out of sin, and each one of us, I don't think there is a single individual in the world that loves to sin. Nobody loves to watch porn. Nobody loves to listen to music. Nobody loves to be a womanizer. Nobody loves to be a drug addict. Nobody loves to be a phone addict. Each one of us, when we with our friends, will say, no, you know me, I love my phone. Or I love this. But in our heart, deep down, each one of us hate ourselves for that sin. Each one of us will say, you come to you, Mana, but I want to give it up, but I don't know what to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kafa bil mawti wa'idhan. Maut is the best advisor. It's a sufficient advisor. There are four types of people in the world. One is a sinner. He hates death. He will never want to die. Allah speaks about the Jews. The Jews say that نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the children of Allah and we are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says that tell them to desire death. فَتَمَنَّهُ الْمَوْتِ. Desire death. When you displease Allah, you will never be able to desire death. Allah says it, they will never desire death. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ وَلَن يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا. They will never desire death. But Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ. The death that you are running away from. COVID time, we said we need to save lives. You will never be able to save a life. The only time a life is saved is that when that life, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That person that is slipped away from the fire of Jahannam and he is entered into Jannah, that life was saved. Every other life was never saved. So the ulama explained that one of the best ways of refraining from sin is to make muraqabah a maut, to meditate about death. That every night, before I go sleep, even if it means after I was on this evil site, when I put the phone to the side of my bed, instead of falling asleep with my hand glued to the screen, at least for 5 minutes, I lie in my bed, I take that blanket, and I put it over my head. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَن تَدَافَنُوا لَدَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْمِعَكُم مِّنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ الَّذِي أَسْمَعُ. If I did not fear that you will not bury your dead, I would have made dua that Allah makes you hear the azab of qabr that I hear. Aisha radiallahu anha was at home. A Jewess came to her, a Jewish lady, for some need. So she gave her some whatever she needed. This lady, this Jewess said, A'adakillah min azabil qabr. Allah Ta'ala save you from the azab of the qabr. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came back, she said that this is what this lady said. Is the azab of the qabr true? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Naam, azabul qabr haqqun. The azab of the qabr is haqq. It is a reality. There is a book of a doctor from Pakistan in which he mentioned certain anecdotes and incidents of people that he saw passing away in front of him. One of the incidents, he says, that someone passed away and we dug a grave and we saw it full of scorpions. So we closed the grave. We dug another grave and we saw it full of scorpions, so we closed that one. Until we dug a third grave and it was still full of scorpions, we had nothing to do. We had to throw that person inside. One person says, I saw a dream that I was by a qabr, or was in a qabr, and the person that was in that qabr was an adulterer. So they came to punish that adulterer, and they inserted an object into his private part. And then they said that this person is lying here with him, let's also punish him. And he says, it left me sick for 6 months. They inserted it into me and it left me sick for 6 months. Till today when I think of that dream, I can feel it excruciating pain. So ulama explained that each one of us hate our sins. There is no one that loves sins. No one likes to be called a sinner. No one likes to be called an adulterer. No one likes to be called a womanizer. In simple terms, if someone comes up to us and he says, hey, you are a wanker, we'll get upset. Because we hate it. As much as we are involved in it, we hate it. We know the harms of it. So the easiest way ulama explain is remember death. Pull that blanket over you. We all hear this nasheed. What does the poet say? He says, فَغْشِدْ تُرَابْ يضمني وهو غطائي. He says, my bed is the sand. يضمني, it embraced me. وهو غطائي, and now the sand is my blanket. حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي. Says the sand surrounds me. So this is what is muraqaba al-maut about. Pull that blanket over. Think I have passed away. Now I'm lying on this bed. Everyone used to call me Ahmed, Muhammad, Ismail. But now they say the mayyit. They will not leave me there for more than 3 days. In fact, if there is no one after 3 days, they'll say, just take this body and throw it away. Because it will start stinking. It will make my house stink. Now they call me a mayyit. My reality is not this body. My reality is not my biceps. My reality is not my six-pack. My reality is not my hairstyle. My reality is not my shining white teeth. Just think of this. My reality is that soul that's gone out. The soul is Ahmed, Muhammad, Ismail. As soon as that soul is out, now I'm a body. I'm a mayyit. In Urdu they say lash. Lash means lashay. It's absolutely nothing. Now I'm lying there. And then they pick me up. I have no control. They take me to the ghusl khana. They are making my ghusl. Now they put me in a qabr. What is the condition in a qabr? Here he says, the sand is my bed. The sand has engulfed me. The sand is my blanket. All around me is sand. Bal min wara'i, over and above. Everywhere is only sand. That is my reality. Minha khalaqnakum. Your reality is sand. Yet I still have pride.
واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي.
And the grave tells the story of darkness. There will be no one there with me.
يوم يفر المرء من أخيه.
The day when a person will run away from his brother.
وأمه وأبيه.
From his mother, from his father.
وصاحبته وبنيه.
That is my bra. I'll run away from my bra. No bras.
لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغني.
On that day, each one will be in his own dwell. Aisha رضي الله عنها. She asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, will we wake up stark naked? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Aisha. She says, won't men look at women? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-amru ahammu min dhalik. The matter of qiyamah is way more important than one man looking at a naked woman. Today, men have become so filthy and dirty that they take pleasure in looking at dead women. That day we will stand up stark naked. We'll be drowning in our sweat. This is what we should ponder. We hate our sin. This is what we should ponder.
وَالنُّورُ خَاطَ كِتَابَهُ أُنْسِي لِقَائِي.
He says that Allah's Nur, the reality, it was written. I knew it. But what was my reality? I forgot that I'm going to meet Allah. I say that death is inevitable. If there is one thing that the entire world does not debate on, is that death is going to come. The Western world hates this fact that I built my entire empire. I set my empire up. I make my millions, my billions. But in the end, I'm still going to die. And as a believer, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, he goes with the army of the Muslims. He tells the Romans and the Persians and he says, I have such men with me that love death more than you love woman and wine. So either you are a sinner and you will hate death, or you are a person that's starting to turn to Allah, and this is the stepping stone. Muraqabah al-maut. Every day, you're starting to turn to Allah, and now you start loving death. It makes you fear Allah. Every time you want to commit a sin, you might have committed that sin, but at night when you're lying in that bed, you're crying, Allah, now what if I'm dead now? So it brings him closer to Allah. The third is a person that's now, he's a lover of Allah. He loves death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. That person that loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. Wa man kariha liqa' Allah, that person that hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. And the fourth is the best type of person. He says, Allah, I love life as long as you want life for me. And I love death as long as you want death for me. So to come out of the sin, we carry on and we ponder for at least 5 minutes. What is the condition of my qabr?
وَالْأَهْلُ أَيْنَ حَنَانُهُمْ بَاعُوا وَفَائِي.
He says, where is my family? Where is my family's love? They sold my loyalty.
وَالصُّحْبُ أَيْنَ جُمُوعُهُمْ.
And he says, Where's my group of friends? Where's my brothers? What are they going to do for me now? Taraku ihai. They left my brotherhood. They left me.
والمال أين حنانه صار ورائي.
He says, where is my wealth? Where is the joy of the wealth? I left it all behind. So let us think this, ponder of it.
والاسم أين بريقه بين الثناء.
He says, where's my reputation? Where's the honor and the shine of my name? I left it all behind. He says,
هذه نهاية حالي فرش التراب.
He says, what's my end result? My end result is that my bed is the sand. What is left of me? People are crying around me. But what is my reality is what is going to happen there. Now the angels are coming to question me. How am I going to answer them? Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, as we mentioned, he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb. Live in this world as if you are a stranger. وَعُدَّ نَفْسَكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُبُورِ. Count yourself from the people of the grave. وَكَالَ ابْنُ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يَقُولُ. Ibn Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. When you go sleep, then don't wait for the morning. I am planning, the poet says, آگاہ اپنی موت کی کوئی بشر نہیں. Nobody, no man is aware of his death. Saman so baraski hai, he has loads and tons of commodities and money and a big bank balance. Pal ki khabar nahi. He doesn't even have guarantee of his next wink. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. One day you have to die. Your end result is death. Kar le jo karna hai. Do what you want to do. Or do what you have to do. Akhir maut hai. Your end result is death. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has this poem in his kitab, Remembrance of Death. And each one of us that really hates our sin, this is our cure. Pick up this book and read from it 2 minutes a day. Read about the remembrance of death. Read about the condition of how death will afflict us. Make muraqabah of maut daily. Wallah, even if we don't want to leave sin, we will start hating sin. He says,
لَيْسَ الْغَرِيبُ غَرِيبُ الشَّامِ وَالْيَمَنِي إِنَّ الْغَرِيبَ غَرِيبُ اللَّحْدِ وَالْكَفَنِي.
He says, the strange person is not that strange person that is strange in Sham or in Yemen or in this city or in that city. He says, the reality of a person is he will be estranged when he is in the strange of strange in his lahad, in his kafar, in his qabr. And in his coffin, he says,
لا تنهرن غريبا حال غربته الدهر ينهر بالذل والمحن.
He says, never rebuke a stranger in his condition of being a strange. Time itself has scolded him with disgrace and difficulty. He says,
إِنَّ الْغَرِيبَ لَهُ حَقٌ لِغُرْبَتِهِ عَلَى الْمُقِيمِينَ فِي الْأَوْطَانِ وَالسَّكَنِ.
He says, the strange traveler has a right upon those people who are living in their homes and houses. And then what he says, and this should be the motto of my life, he says,
سفري غريب وزادي كي يبلغني وقوتي ضعفت والموت يطلبني.
He says, my journey is on an unfamiliar road, on a strange road. My provision is insufficient to carry me to my destination. My strength has weakened and death is searching me. He says,
وَلِي بَقَايَ ذُنُوبِ لَسْتُ أَعْلَمُهَا اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُهَا فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَنِي.
He says, I have a heap of sins which I myself do not know. He says, Allah knows what I did in the brightness of the day, what I did in secret, what I did in open. He says,
مَا أَحْلَمَ اللَّهُ عَنِّي حَيْثُ أَمْهَلَنِي وَقَدْ تَمَادَيْتُ ذَنْبِي وَيَسْتُرُنِي.
He says, look at how tolerant Allah is. Look at how tolerant Allah is, that despite my sins, He has given me respite. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Ya Allah, You are Sattarul Uyub. You are that being that covers up sins. Why You are Sattarul Uyub? Because You are Ghaffarul Zunub. You want to forgive my sins. Remember death daily. No matter what evil you are involved in, you are in never a write-off. But death will bring you closer to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَفَى بِالْمَوْتِ وَاعِظًا. Mawt is sufficient as a advisor. It will bring you closer to Allah Ta'ala. And tell yourself every single day,
يَا نَفْسُ كُفِّ عَنِ الْعِصْيَانِ وَاكْتَسِبِي فَضْلًا جَمِيلًا لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يَرْحَمُنِي. يَا نَفْسُ وَيْحَكِ تُوبِ وَعْمَلِي حَسَنًا عَسَى تُجَازَيْنَ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَسَنِي.
O my nafs, O my soul, abstain from the disobedience of Allah and the beautiful favors of Allah. Definitely Allah Ta'ala will have mercy upon you. O my nafs, woe unto you. Repent from your sins and do good actions. Hopefully, definitely you will be rewarded for your good actions. Let us make muraqabah of death every single day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the tawfiq to stay away from sin. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, when he used to hear about death, he used to weep so much. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked him, O Uthman, when you hear about qiyamah, when you hear about jahannam, you don't cry so much. He says, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن القبر أول منزلة من منازل الآخرة فمن نجا منه فما بعده أيسر منه. He says, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that death, the qabr is the first stage from the stages of akhirat. Whatever comes after that is easy for him. Well, if he is successful in the first stage, whatever comes after will be easy for him. And that person, وَإِلَّمْ يَنْجُوا مِنْهُ, that person that was not successful in his qabr, فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْ, whatever is after that will be way difficult than death. اَكَ دِنْ مَرْنَا هَي آخِرْ مَوْتَ هَي. Remember, one day you have to die. Your end, your result is death. كَرْ لَي جَوْ كَرْنَا هَي آخِرْ مَوْتَ هَي. Do what you want to do, or do what you have to do, your end result is more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us patience.